702. Travel.
Let us travel with Iga Mutilska, the editor of IgaJourneys.com on this Friday travel feature. And we just lost Iga as I was about to go and greet her. But as we get her back on the line, today we're talking solo travel tips and tricks and why traveling solo can be such an adventure. Do send some of your thoughts and suggestions or maybe experiences of traveling solo. One of the things I know for a fact, all the times I have wanted to travel solo, is that I go online and I search, where's it safe to travel solo? Iga, I have missed you so much. How are you?
Even me, I've missed you so much. And I'm outside of your offices. I'm coming to give you a big hug after I put down the phone.
Yay, fantastic. So, Iga, I love this topic of solo travel. We chatted on the show just around, people who like solo dates. And I didn't realize how many people don't like going out by themselves. You are somebody who has traveled alone before. Before we even get into the tips and tricks, what is so great about it? And I think for me personally, having traveled solo, you get to just meet other people. It forces you to engage. I was in Miami completely by myself. I did a red bus tour. I went to see Beyonce's On the Run tour number 2. And I got out of my comfort zone.
That's exactly what it's all about. You're more likely to be open to talking to new people. You will challenge yourself to do things that maybe perhaps you might be a little bit cautious about doing back home. I think it really helps you grow. It helps you better understand who you are as an individual. And, you know, you might be pleasantly surprised to say, wow, I'm much braver than I ever anticipated or than I thought. Or, wow, I did that all by myself and I learned something completely new about who I am as an individual. I think we also let go of some of those constraints and those, like, self-limiting beliefs that we have about ourselves as individuals when we go and travel solo.
And I think that's the great thing about it. You start to explore parts of yourself. And what helps is when there isn't somebody you're familiar with you, there's no part that's like, what do you want to do today? And the other person has to be like, let's do this. It's everything is on your schedule, on your time. So let's talk about some of the tips and tricks. The biggest one I always wonder about, especially as a woman, is safety.
Yes. And that's certainly something that I worry about as well. And we always have to worry as women. And you know, I feel very lucky and very privileged because I feel that I have my wits about me. But there were 2 instances in my life where I really was quite nervous. And in retrospect, I thought to myself, gosh, I should have empowered myself. I should have done these things. I know better. I travel for a living, for goodness sake. I should have known better. And something else that I would recommend for women is not to worry about profiling someone or offending someone. Sometimes women, I feel, are too polite. It's that good girl trauma where we're like, oh, we don't want them to think that maybe potentially, we're worrying about our safety or whatever. I think when you're traveling solo, as anybody, but especially a woman, you always have to prioritize yourself. That is the most important thing.
Definitely. And I think even with safety issues, we need to be aware there are so many places where it is extremely safe to travel as a South African individual, even though we are quite conditioned to always be looking over our shoulders. But I'm glad that that one gets covered. So what should one begin with when you start, you know, planning a solo trip? My concern is always that when I'm looking for specials and deals, it says per person sharing.
Yes, exactly. And I think so one of the most important things is to empower yourself with research at the planning stage. Knowledge is power. And so research your destination thoroughly, understand its cultural and religious customs, understand what kind of safety precautions you might need to take that is specific to that destination or region. And of course, have a look at various transportation options. In general, I would say to plan a general itinerary, but of course we always leave room for spontaneity and flexibility. After all, that is what travel is all about. So, you know, when I'm traveling by myself, I never let on that I'm traveling alone. I always say that I've been here before, and of course I've done the research, so I know what I'm going to eat, where I'm going to go, what I want to do. So even if I'm in a taxi, for example, I'm making that conversation. Oh, I'm so excited to be back in this country. It's one of my favorites. And I'm on my way to go meet my partner, my friend, my family member. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. So it's making up a little bit of a story, sometimes alibi, maybe not trying too hard, but just letting them know that you are aware. And of course, familiarizing yourself with like local laws and potential risks. When I arrive at an airport, I always go to the tourism office or the information office, because you can always ask about, you know, what the most popular travel scams might be. Or you could also ask them and research, you know, what police officers are dressed like, what their uniform is like, so that if anyone is dressing up, you know, oh, this doesn't look like their actual uniform. So I think that kind of gives you confidence that having that power and that knowledge. And of course, something else I would add is learning basic phrases. Like,
yes. Helping people
know, I don't want to go, I don't know you. And of course, these days with technology, you can use Google Translate and play them over and over again if you struggle with the pronunciation. I also have a piece of paper where I've written down, for example, some of those helpful phrases that I can pass to someone should I need to.
Yes.
Always put a ring on my wedding finger. And like I said, never admit to traveling alone. And sometimes what I do, I should do this more often, is I take a phone call when I'm taking a taxi, especially if it's a non-registered taxi. I take a picture of the license plate.
Yes.
Of the car registration. I take a selfie with the driver and I tell them that I'm sending it to my partner, my friend, my parents. You know, and I want them to see that I'm actively doing this. I want them to know that if they want to do anything to me, I'm going to create a lot of admin for them.
And I think it's quite important that you're mentioning all of these things, because sometimes you think you're just innocently having a conversation with a driver, for example, who's asking, oh, is this where you stay? Are you alone? And you're not aware that you're giving away things about yourselves, because people will recognize that, oh, they're a tourist, they're not familiar. So I think those tips are absolutely fantastic, especially where you say start to search around. And you can go on social media and see what people's comments are. I think I would even add, you know, those safety things that you can put on your hotel door, because it's not prevalent everywhere, but the hotel, we do hear of the stories where the security of the hotel or the receptionist, they let themselves into your room while you're fast asleep.
Yes, and that's actually happened to me once.
What?
I think it happened by mistake. I was staying in Ethiopia and someone walked in and I got such a fright. It was the middle of the night, maybe 1 or 2 in the morning. And I was so startled. And from then on, I always put that safety latch on. If there isn't a safety latch, I put my luggage there so that if someone opens the door, I can hear it. And so that there's obviously, it's not as easy to open the door afterwards. So definitely something that's very important.
That's so, so terrifying. We've got a voice note that is coming through on 0727021702. But also, Iga, I'm going to give you some homework. There's a WhatsApp from Tembile. There's a WhatsApp unsigned that says, please ask Iga about a website or two with pointers for pensioners traveling abroad. Maybe one of our upcoming episodes, we can look at a travel tips for pensioners. And then a question coming through from Tembile saying, I'm so excited about this topic. I'm always challenged by cruise cabins that are charged based on two people. So you have to pay for two, or are there exceptions I'm not aware of, Iga?
Definitely they are. And I would recommend going and having a look at Norwegian Cruise Line, NCL. In the last year, they've actually got new specials that specifically cater to solo travelers. And it's great because you don't have to pay that very high additional surcharge if you're traveling by yourself. I would also recommend when you're booking to ask, to say, I'm traveling alone. I don't want to be on the back end because I'm traveling by myself. Do you have any specials? Are there any discounts? It never hurts to ask. But yeah, it was really great to see NCL, especially during this the shoulder season, they've got some really great offers and to destinations all around the world. So we're definitely seeing a rise in people wanting to travel solo and go by themselves, and of course to travel companies catering to that.
And I think it's important that you are messaging that. I think it's important that you're mentioning that, Iga. I'm going to see you shortly in person, but thank you so much for sharing. You've got your homework. If you want more tips on travel, head over to eagerjourneys.com.